8.8. Abby.
The time that I was very, very cold was a time when I was working in Russia, in a small town in central Russia. And I was going to see some friends who lived on the outskirts of the town. And they were worried about me getting lost, and they said that they'd come to the tram stop to meet me. But I wanted to be independent, so I told them, don't be silly, of course I'll find it. And on the day of the visit, it was very, very cold. It might have been minus 30, but it might have been colder than that. And it was so cold that at some of the tram stops and bus stops, there were bonfires lit, special street fires, to keep people warm. And I think it was a day when the schools were closed, when the children didn't go to school because it was so cold. So I put on all the clothes that I had, all the scarves and jumpers, and I took the tram to the outskirts of the town where my friends lived. And it was right way out to the end of the line. And I got off the tram, which was heated, into this cold, white world. And it was so cold that when you breathed in, little balls of ice formed in your nostrils. You had to keep your a scarf over your mouth and nose. About a minute, 2 minutes after getting off the tram, my feet and hands were already hurting. They were so cold. So I was walking around trying to find the flat, but it was completely anonymous, this landscape. And there were these huge snow-covered white blocks, these buildings of 15 or 16 floors, but they all looked exactly the same. And I couldn't find the name of the street either. And it was very, very quiet, and the tram had gone. And I began actually to get very frightened because I was feeling so, so cold. My feet and hands had gone beyond hurting almost. I couldn't feel them anymore. It was quite difficult to breathe because of the icy scarf over my mouth and nose. And I just couldn't find where they lived. And I asked an old lady the way, but my Russian wasn't good enough. She didn't understand me. And I was beginning to really seriously panic when suddenly in the distance I saw my friends. They'd come to find me, and they took me home.